With the Viloma breathing practices, contraindications, of course, anyone who's in high anxiety needs to be given much more close supervision when you're teaching any breathing practices. And people who aren't used to any of the spaces between the breaths could find it disconcerting at some points, either on the in or the out breath, where they may feel they're not getting enough breath on the in breath or they're running out of breath on the out breath. Generally, anytime anyone's had any experience of anxiety, there are difficulties associated with the breathing. So there's a reluctance to be with the spaces between breaths. So this is actually a very helpful technique for people who want to overcome anxiety, to learn to relax into the spaces between the breaths. It's a very useful practice, and it's quite a simple practice. So it's a good one for people to set some goals around, you know, learning to extend a little more and be comfortable. But you always start where you are. You never force. So this is very important in the way we teach it. We make sure people are comfortable. And with, you know, if you found someone was really struggling, then they could do two steps. It's like that. And then you build it up from there. And of course, as you develop it, you may wish to go from three steps to four or five, depending on, you know, your comfort levels. My suggestion is you, when you teach it generally, my experience is that a three-step like that is a kind of optimal way to teach it to begin with to most people.